This week's Parsha, Parsha's Sav, towards the beginning of the Parsha, the Torah talks about the fire on the Mizbeach, and it mentions it in a few different times, in a few different ways. And the Gemara has a drasha, Rabbi Yossi, in a Brisa, says, Minayin she'osem ma'aracha l'kim ha'esh. How do we know that there was a ma'aracha, a pyre that was there specifically to have fire on the Mizbeach? Tamalomer v'ha'esh al Mizbeach tukat bo. The phrase in the Pasuk, in Perek Vav, Pasuk He, says, V'ha'esh al Mizbeach tukat bo, lo sechpe, that the fire on the Mizbeach should remain burning and should not be extinguished. And this is actually a matter of dispute. The Gemara points out in another place in Yuma that there's a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda held that there was only two pyres on the Mizbeach. The first pyre was the Maracha Gedola, which was there for the burning of the sacrificial parts and the fats and so on, the meat. And there was a second Maracha, Maracha Shnia, which was smaller, which was there for the purposes of the to have fire and coals for the burning of the Ketores. And that's it. But according to Rabbi Yossi, there was a separate Maracha, Maracha Shlishis, which was there just for the purpose of having fire on the Mizbeach. This is known as the Maracha Shel Kiyam Ha'esh. A Maracha just to have fire. So Torah Tmimah is bothered that Abaya, in Yuma Lama Gimel Med Aleph, Abaya goes through the Seder of the morning, the Seder Maracha. So he talks about all the procedure that they had every morning in the Mizbeach. And this is something which is mentioned, that with this paragraph of Abaya is mentioned in our Sidurim, in the section of Karbanos, before Pesuk de Zimra. So one of the paragraphs there is this paragraph of Abaya listing off the Seder of the morning procedures. So the Tartarim is bothered, why is it that Abaya doesn't talk about this Maracha Shlishis? He has the Maracha Gedola, the Maracha Shnia, but he doesn't talk about the Maracha Shlishis, which was there for the purpose of just having fire on the Mizbeach. And the Torah Tumah says, maybe you'll tell me that Abaya didn't want to talk about something which was a matter of dispute. As we said, Rabbi Yehuda held that there was no such Maracha. It was only Rabbi Yossi who has this opinion. So he says, we find that Abaya, in his Seder, does get involved with things that are matters of dispute regarding the Atavos of the Neros, the cleaning of the lamps and the menorah. And certainly in this case, since this is the way we paskin lahalacha, so we would expect that Abaya should mention this Maracha Shlishis, this Maracha that was there just for the purpose of fire. And so Torah Tumah was bothered by this greatly, and he leaves it as a tzarach ian gadol. We have to investigate this because this is a great problem. Why doesn't Abaya mention this Maracha Shlishis in his Seder? I was thinking, if we look at the Tosafos on the page, Yumid Lamigilam and Aleph, Tosis already points out, he has a question, why doesn't Abaya talk about the Trumas Hadeshin, the removal of the ashes, which is what the Torah is talking about at the beginning of our Parsha, the Parsha Sav. The Trumas Hadeshin, the removal of the ashes, was something that they did every day, every morning. So why wasn't that mentioned as part of the Seder, which Abaya is listing? And Tosis has two answers. But in one answer, Tosa says that sometimes they would remove the ashes a while before the rest of the morning procedures. And since they did this avoda of removing the ashes earlier, and there was a gap of time between the Trumas Hadeshin and the rest of the Seder, therefore it's not considered to be part of the Seder. Because the Abaya is listing the Seder of the procedure, the different services which were done, one right after the other, Bezerach Hazeh. But the Trumas Hadeshin, if it was done much earlier and there was a gap of time, there was a hefsek gadol between the Trumas Hadeshin and the rest of the services, the rest of the procedure of the morning, so therefore it's not considered to be part of the procedure of the morning. And I saw, so according to this, we can suggest that the Maracha Shalkima Eish is the same answer, that really it wasn't necessarily the case that they did it as part of the Seder. And maybe they did it every day, but they didn't actually do it at that time. And therefore, if it wasn't part of the Seder specifically, so Abaya doesn't list it as part of the Seder of the morning procedure. And I saw that in the Rambam, when he mentions this, the Rambam Paskins, as the Torah pointed out, in Hilchas Tmidim and Musafim, in Perek Beis, the Rambam speaks about the different Marachos, the different pyres on the Mizbeach, and he speaks about, in Halacha Dalet, he says that there were three Marachos, and there's a Maracha that was there just for Kiyam HaEsh. So the Lech Mishnah has a similar question like the Torah Tmidim, but the Lech Mishnah questions the Rambam, why is it that the Rambam, if he holds that, like Rabbi Yossi, that there was a third Maracha of Kiyam HaEsh, so why doesn't he speak about it when he lists off in Perek Vav in Tmidim Musafim, when he talks about the different the Seder of the morning, so he doesn't talk about this Maracha? And similarly, the Lech Mishnah adds Abaya in the Gemara as well. Why doesn't Abaya speak about this third Maracha in his Seder of the morning procedure? So as far as the question on Abaya in the Gemara, the Lech Mishnah suggests, well, we could say that Abaya holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he holds like the other opinion that of Rabbi Yehuda, that there was no third Maracha. So therefore, Abaya doesn't mention it. But on the Rambam, we have to give an answer, because the Rambam clearly holds there was a third Maracha, yet he doesn't talk about it in the Seder. So the Lech Mishnah answer is similar to what we suggested based on Tosos. The Lech Mishnah says, "V'nir lomar de'osa shokiyam ha'esh ein la'shakavua." That third Maracha that was there just for the purpose of having fire in the Mizbeach, it didn't have a set time that they took care, that they would take care of it, that they would set it up, and therefore it wasn't part of the Seder. He says, "Ve'ein la Seder shebechol shah mehayom yachal la'asosa." And therefore, the Rambam doesn't mention it, because the Rambam was only mentioning things that were done particularly as part of the Seder, that was done in this particular order. But this wasn't done necessarily at that time, and therefore it wasn't part of that particular order. And based on that answer, he goes back and says, we can suggest that Abaya could hold, even like Rabbi Yossi, that there was a third Maracha, but again, Abaya doesn't talk about it, because it wasn't part of the Seder. It was done at any time, but it wasn't done particularly in that morning as part of the morning procedure, and therefore it wasn't mentioned in the Seder. So getting back to Torah Tumimah's Sarach Ian Gadol, when Torah Tumimah says that this is a great question which has to be addressed, it would seem that we can say either Abaya held like Rabbi Yehuda that there was no Thurma Racha, or that Abaya holds like Rabbi Yossi that there was a Thurma Racha, but this Thurma Racha was just there for the purposes of a fire, and at any time during the day they added wood and they kept the fires going, but it wasn't done specifically in the morning as part of the particular morning Seder. And therefore, Abaya doesn't mention it. And that's a simple answer to the Torah Tumimah Sarach Ian Gadol. Thank you.